There's the school bell for the Warren County Radio Bible School. So get your Bible and be turning in it, if you will, to the book of Mark. I'm going to be reading in just a moment, beginning in Mark chapter 6 and verse 21. And then, following our reading in Mark, we're going to go on to the book of Luke and then some reading from the book of John. What we are doing here is we're looking at a Sunday school lesson about the great men and women of the New Testament. And this begins with the study of John the Baptist. And we'd already had the readings from Matthew and some of them from Mark. And we're going to continue through these readings, reading about this great man, and then turn to the Sunday school lesson itself. So get your Bibles and be ready to read with me, or at least perk up your ears and be ready to follow along. And while you're doing that, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Our teacher is E.A. Elam, who gathered this material and bound it in a little book called Elam's Notes. He did this for the Sunday schools of 1923, and we're looking at a Sunday school lesson he prepared for the Sunday of July 1st, 1923. And it begins with several suggested readings about John the Baptist, and that's where we are. John chapter 6 and verse 21. And this tells us how John was put to death. It says, when a convenient day was come, Herod on his birthday made a supper to his lords and the high captains and the chief priest of Galilee. And when the daughter of Herodias herself came in and danced, she pleased Herod and them that sat at meat with him. And the king said unto the damsel, ask of me whatsoever thou wilt, and I will give it thee. And he sware unto her, whatsoever thou ask of me, I will give it thee unto the half of my kingdom. And she went out and said to her mother, what shall I ask? And she said, the head of John the Baptist. And she came in straightway with haste to the king and asked, saying, I will that thou forthwith give me on a platter the head of John the Baptist. And the king was exceeding sorry, but for the sake of his oaths and of them that sat at meat, he would not reject her. And straightway the king sent forth a soldier of his guard and commanded to bring his head. And he went and beheaded him in prison and brought his head on a platter and gave it to the damsel. And the damsel gave it to her mother. And when his disciples heard thereof, they came and took up his corpse and laid it in a tomb. Let's now turn to the book of Luke. And I want to begin in Luke chapter 1. And this is about the announcement and the birth of John the Baptist. I'll begin here, as you might be hearing me turning my pages. Luke chapter 1. And I'll begin reading in verse 5. I'm reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And I'll read Luke chapter 1, 5 through 80. There was in the days of Herod, king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the course of Abijah. And he had a wife of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. And they had no child, because that Elizabeth was barren. And they both were now well stricken in age. Luke 1 and verse 8. Now it came to pass, while he executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the customs of the priest's office, his lot was to enter into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. and the whole multitude of people were praying without at the hour of incense. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zacharias was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, because thy supplication is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and he shall drink no wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before his face in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to walk in the wisdom of the just, and to make ready for the Lord a people prepared for him. And Zechariah said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel that stand in the presence of God, and I was sent to speak unto thee, and to bring thee these good tidings. And behold, thou shalt be silent and not able to speak until the day that these things shall come to pass, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people were waiting for Zacharias, and they marveled while he tarried in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, and continued making signs unto them, and remained dumb. And it came to pass, when the days of his ministration were fulfilled, he departed unto his house. Luke chapter 1 and verse 24. And after these days Elizabeth his wife conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord done unto me in the days wherein he looked upon me, to take away my reproach among men. Luke 1:26. Now in the 6th month the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this might be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Wherefore also the holy thing which is begotten shall be called the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth thy kinswoman, she also hath conceived a son in her old age. And this is the 6th month with her that was called barren. For no word from God shall be void of power. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. And Mary arose, this is Luke chapter 1 and verse 39, and Mary arose in these days, and went to the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she lifted up her voice with a loud cry, and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come unto me? For behold, when the voice of thy salutation came into my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a fulfillment of the things which have been spoken to her from the Lord. And Mary said, this is Luke 1 in verse 46, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath looked upon the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is unto generations and generations on them that fear him. He hath shown strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart. He hath put down princes from their thrones, and hath exalted them of low degree. The hungry he hath filled with good things. The rich he hath sent empty away. He hath given help to Israel his servant, that he might remember mercy, as he spake unto our fathers, toward Abraham and his seed forever. Luke chapter 1 and verse 56. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her house. Luke 1:57. Now Elizabeth's time was fulfilled that she should be delivered. And she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her kinfolks heard that the Lord had magnified his mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. And when it came to pass on the 8th day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zacharias after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father what he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet, and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake blessing God. And fear came all that dwelt around about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all that heard them laid them up in their heart, saying, what then shall this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him. Luke chapter 1 and verse 67. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit, and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and wrought redemption for his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets that have been of old, salvation from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us, to show mercy toward our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware unto Abraham our father, to grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hands of our enemies, should serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. Yea, and thou, child, shalt be called the prophet of the Most High, for thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to make ready his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people in the remission of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high shall visit us, to shine upon them that sit in darkness in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts until the day of his showing unto Israel. Now, I want you to turn in your Bible now to the book of John, and I want you to mark John chapter 1. And in our next program, we'll begin reading in John chapter 1 and verse 6, and read John's account of John the Baptist. Now, this is John the Apostle writing about John the Baptist, and he'll simply call him John in his account. And we'll continue these studies as we return for our next class. Come visit us when you can at Rockcliffe.